Hey, is this Hannah?
This is
Hannah, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
what?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. How you doing?
Is this a joke? What is this?
No, it's not a joke. I know this is going to sound kind of weird, but do you remember meeting a guy named Philip at a karaoke night about a year ago?
What? What's going on?
Does that story about meeting a guy named Philip a year ago at a karaoke night sound familiar to you?
How do you know about Phil?
Oh, Phil and I go way back.
Yeah.
I've known him for longer than you have. Phil is back in town. You don't know this, but Phil didn't call you after you met because he was leaving to go overseas in the armed services.
Oh my gosh, he was overseas?
Mm-hmm. But he has emailed us and asked us to get a hold of you.
Why?
Because he says that he really connected with you that night a year ago. And now you don't know this, but in his words, he said he's thought about you the entire time. And now he's back and he wanted to get a hold of you.
Oh, this sounds...
Did you like Philip?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is
awesome.
So cute.
She's excited.
What'd you think when Philip didn't call you back the next day after you met him?
Wow. I mean, this is like cheesy to say, but it kind of broke my heart.
Really?
You know, have you ever had those moments in life where you like, this is big, this is super important, this is like magic right now?
Yeah.
And it was. And then I never heard from him again, and it was like it had been a dream or something.
Okay, so let's see, where are you at now? So Philip has been gone a year, he's back in town, and he wants to get a hold of you.
Wow. I wish I had known. I spent like 4 months pining over this one evening, but then a couple of months ago, a friend set me up with a friend, and I've been seeing him for a couple of months.
Oh, yeah, but man. How serious is it? I mean, we're only a couple months in, and you're obviously like pining over a guy for 4 months is crazy.
Yeah.
After one night,
a guy that you met on one night, you have no idea about, you've been seeing somebody for a little while.
Yeah, I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah. Okay. But there's something so powerful that's happening here.
So you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you want to talk to Philip at all?
I don't know.
I asked the question because Philip is actually on the other line right now.
What?
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Are you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Listen, honestly, right now, I'm really disappointed, not in you by any means, just in myself for letting this go as long as I did. And I didn't expect you to wait for me, but I really need to tell you that night, it meant a lot to me. That's the first time in my life where I've really felt like I met someone that took me out of my shell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time, I felt like I was around somebody that I could be completely honest with, I couldn't stop thinking about it while I was overseas, but I felt so guilty for not calling you and for not telling you that I was going there in the first place. And
I wish you had.
I really wish I had. I didn't know.
I thought maybe you didn't have the experience that I had.
I want you to know that I did, and I'm not doing this, like, at this point, everything that I'm saying, I'm not doing in spite of your boyfriend to try to steal you away from him or anything. I'm speaking completely from my heart, and that night meant so much to me. It really got me through my stint overseas, you know, but I understand if you have a boyfriend. I'm not trying to intrude on that. I want you to know how I feel.
You're so sweet, and the connection that we shared was so amazing. I wish you'd called me sooner.
I know the timing is horrible, but I have to try. You know, I have to. When I feel strongly about a person, I can't just give up on that person.
So both you guys felt the same way about that night.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I think we did, yeah.
And are you, like, in love with your boyfriend? I mean, have you guys gone to that level?
That's a really hard question to answer, actually. And I mean, and I don't want to sound shallow, but sometimes you meet people and it's just like everything lines up and it just all clicks. And sometimes it takes time to start to uncover that. And my boyfriend is definitely someone that it takes time to uncover with.
Is that what you're saying, Hannah, that like you still don't really feel as strongly about your boyfriend as you do about that night with Philip?
I don't know. It's more complex than that.
I just know if I was in your situation, I would go back to this boyfriend and all I could think about was this man who's come back into my life after a year and what am I doing?
Look, I don't know. This has gotten really complicated.
I'm not trying to create problems for you. That's not something I want to do. That was never my intention. But feelings are feelings. You can't ignore them.
Hannah, what if we send you guys out on a second date? We will pay for it.
Are we allowed to do that? She has a boyfriend.
Yeah, of course we are.
She'll be honest.
Meet up with him. You guys can have a conversation. You don't have to. It doesn't even have to be called a date if you don't want it to be. If you have a boyfriend.
I mean, that night is so... It's like... It's one of the most vivid experiences of my life. And it feels like it would be wrong to ignore that. And this could get me in really big trouble.
No, Hannah, you don't ever have to tell your boyfriend.
This isn't something we can ignore, you know? We can't just go on with our lives and pretend that didn't happen.
I think it's worth seeing if that was just a one-off fluke or if there actually is something there. And if there is, then I have some hard decisions to make.
So, Hannah, you are going to go out with Philip again?
Yeah.
Yes!
Awesome.
Yes!
Are you going to tell your boyfriend?
Yeah, I am. I want to be completely upfront about this whole thing. I don't want to leave things to chance again.
Okay, my next question. We're running a little light on content. Can we do it tomorrow at like 7:10?
Oh.
Can we do it on the air?